Previously on Heroes.
Hiro tells his father he's going to die, and he accepts his fate. As Kaito is pushed over the side of the building, Hiro freezes time and discovers the murderer is Kensei.
I get back, we'll be together.
You came here to get control of your life.
It's another strain of the virus. My blood's no longer a cure.
I'm going to die?
Claire is the key that could cure the virus.
I'm here to ask you to give us Claire.
You touch my daughter and I'll kill yours.
And then I'll kill you.
Mr. Bennett is shot in the eye by Mohinder.
Please don't let him take me. It's a torn leg.
No! No!
Pisa? I remember everything.
Maya tells Alejandro they should put their faith in Syla.
You see, when I get my ability back, I'm gonna kill you and your sister. And I'm gonna take it all.
Peter appears out of nowhere in a deserted Times Square. He looks down the street as paper flutters in the wind. He picks up one of the sheets. It's an evacuation notice. He sees another version of himself being taken away by men in hazmat suits.
Get on the ground! On the ground now! He's sick! Are you infected? Take him to decontamination now!
Caitlin!
No need to shout.
Adam, I was there. I saw her.
You haven't got anywhere, Peter. You were telling me about time traveling and how you're going to save some girl from some deadly virus, and then you began shouting her name.
I was in New York City. A year from now, I saw Caitlin. I was calling at her to come back with me. Look.
Impressive.
I have to keep trying. You can't just leave her there to be killed by the virus.
What do you know about this virus?
I know that it kills over 93% of the world's population.
Peter, do you know what the virus is called?
Shanti virus. That's what the guy at Homeland Security called it. What? Does that mean something to you?
I knew a woman at the company. Victoria Pratt. She was a biological engineer. On Valentine's Day, 1977, she recovered a deadly virus from a sick Indian girl named Shanti. Under company orders, she tried to manipulate the virus into a weapon. I'd heard the program had been shut down. Clearly, I was misinformed.
Those are my parents. Linderman, Charles DeVoe, what?
Those are the company founders, Peter. The virus is their crime.
They're responsible for this.
Parents sin, children suffer. That is Victoria.
We need to find her, Adam. We need to find her, make her, tell us everything that she knows. It's the only way to stop the virus and save Caitlin.
It's the only way we can save the world.
Sandra's pointing a gun at Bob.
Get the hell out of my house.
Noah Bennett was a loyal employee of our company, and for many years, true friend. I offer my deepest condolences.
Are those my dad's ashes? You had my husband cremated?
Yes. His personnel file was very clear as to how his remains should be handled.
What gives you the right?
We were only trying to help Claire use her abilities for the greater good. But Noah's aggression forced our hand.
He was trying to protect me.
In the wake of this tragedy, I feel it's only fair to honor Noah's wishes. You will be left alone to lead a normal life.
My father is dead. There is no normal.
Sorry for your loss.
Bob backs out and closes the door. Sandra keeps her gun raised for a moment before lowering it.
Pack your bags. We're leaving tonight.
Bob returns to his car where Elle is waiting.
The next 24 hours are critical. I want you to keep an eye on Claire.
Be easier without this thing on my arm. It itches like a mother.
And I thought my little girl was tough.
I am, Dad, but I was shot, and my body doesn't heal itself.
I'm sorry you're in pain, but none of this would have happened if you hadn't lowered your guard.
How was I supposed to know that Bennett teamed up with West the Flying Boy?
Excuses don't change outcome, Elle. You need to accept responsibility for what's happened. Can you do that? Can you regain my trust?
Sure, Daddy. I'll watch the cheerleader.
Chapter 10, Truth and Consequences. Mr. Bennett is lying dead in a bed. His eye heals almost instantaneously, and he gasps as he sits bolt upright. He falls back onto the bed and looks over at the drip.
Morning.
Take it easy.
Last thing I remember. You're... Are you sure?
I didn't have a choice.
Why am I not dead?
You would have been, if not for an infusion of your daughter's blood.
You took Claire's blood.
It saved your life.
You betrayed me. You went after my family.
You told me this company had to be brought down from the inside out. Thank God I came to my senses before I'd done any real damage.
What have you done with Claire?
Claire's at home. Grieving the loss of her father.
They think I'm dead.
You put us on this path. With your violence, your paranoia, you have nobody to blame but yourself.
What are you doing with that?
Your recovery has proven this blood has tremendous regenerative properties. I believe it holds the key to saving an innocent woman from a deadly virus. That's what this company does. We save lives.
Everything they've told you is a lie.
The company made that virus. They've been experimenting with it for 30 years. You can't trust them, Suresh. Get back here, you son of a bitch!
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Damon, Micah, and Monica come home.
$600 for a comic book?
In mint condition. But that's not why I collect them. I just like the stories.
How about this for a story? Once upon a time, we cash these in and live happily ever after. The end.
Hey, is St. Jones a good guy? Why is she wearing a hood?
Well, every superhero has to have a secret identity. How else could they live a normal life?
Who wants normal? I'll be rolling large, letting everybody know who I was.
But if your enemies knew who you really were, then they'd be coming after you at home. Maybe even taking revenge on your family.
That's why Clark can't wear those glasses.
Right.
Micah puts the magazine in his bag, then dumps it onto a chair. Nikki is watching from the kitchen, with Nana holding her arm. She smiles.
Micah?
Mom, you came back!
Nana watches tight-lipped as they run to each other and hug.
I told you that I would.
I missed you every day.
I missed you every minute, every second.
Was that even smaller one?
Nanosecond.
I missed you that one, too.
So where were you, Mom?
I went to a place that helps people like us when we're sick.
Is it Jessica again?
No, Jessica's gone. They all are. This is about something else.
What is it?
She looks serious as she holds his hand.
I have a virus. You don't have to worry. I can't make you or anybody else sick.
What's gonna happen to you?
Do you remember Dr. Suresh? He is working really hard to find me a cure, and when he does, I'll get better.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't?
He will. I'm going to get better, Micah. We are going to have a normal life, I promise you.
I've got something to make you stronger. Dad's medal. The one that the mayor gave him for saving that girl from the fire?
She smiles and nods.
It's in my backpack.
We cannot waste another nanosecond.
He walks into the other room, up to the chair, but his bag has gone. Open-mouthed with shock, he returns to his mother.
What's wrong, bud?
It's my backpack. It's gone.
Sila and Maya, Cook Lake, Virginia. He pours the wine.
It's beautiful out here, Gabrielle.
Thank you. I almost feel normal.
After you see Dr. Suresh, you will be.
And then Alejandro and I can go back home.
He looks her up and down as she drinks her wine.
What if Alejandro could go home now?
But I need my brother. He's the only one who can stop me from hurting anyone else.
What if you could learn to control your own power? I've seen people's power grow. Do you love your brother enough to let him go?
Of course.
He stares at her.
It's just not possible.
Well, you'll never know. Unless you try.
Her eyes lock with his, but she turns away, flustered.
We should get back.
You put him through enough, Maya.
Me?
He gave up his entire life for you even after you killed his wife.
It was an accident.
You really think he's forgiven you?
She was cheating on him.
So she deserved to die?
That's not what I meant. It's just...
But you wanted to kill her, didn't you, Maya?
Stop it. Let me go.
Where? Back to your brother? He hates you.
Don't do this. Please.
Her eyes turn black, and he can't breathe.
You can control your power. No more innocent people have to die.
I can't.
Help. You're killing me. Help me, please.
Oh, God.
She grits her teeth in determination as she struggles to control herself and looms over him as he lies dying on the ground. Her eyes suddenly return to normal and Sila takes a breath. She lifts him up and cradles his face.
You were right. I did it.
They hug each other. Hiro and Ando, Yamagata Industries, Tokyo, Japan. They're sorting through boxes and files.
My father looked good in a suit. I must find Takezu Kensei and avenge my father.
Are any of these Kensei?
No.
But you're sure he did it?
I saw him on the roof of the DeVoe building, just before he pushed my father off.
You said Kensei died in Whitebeard's camp. Even if he didn't, how could anyone still be alive after 400 years?
Kensei could heal from any wound. Maybe he could survive time as well.
You mean he could live forever?
If he did, he would leave a trail.
Searsmont, Maine. Adam gets out of a car and cocks his gun.
I don't think we should go in there guns blazing. Let's just tell Victoria the truth. Ask her straight out where to find the virus.
This woman can't be trusted, Peter. She worked for the company. She locked me up. One glance at me on her garden path is liable to affect her mood.
Fine. I'll go alone. No.
Adam offers his gun, but Peter turns it down and walks off towards the house, leaving Adam by the car. He walks through a gate and up a steep path, past a number of trees and bushes. A red-haired woman is gardening.
You lost?
Hope not. Looking for Victoria Pratt.
Never heard of her.
You worked for the company.
Facing away from him, she reaches for her shotgun, turns, and points it at him.
24 hours, the Shanti virus is released. A year from now, 93% of the world's population is dead.
How can anyone know what happens a year from now?
I've been there. I've seen it.
Time traveler.
You created a virus that kills billions of people. I don't know how it gets out, or where, only that it does, unless you help me.
Keeping the shotgun trained on him, she backs slowly away.
Inside. Now.
Back in Japan, Ando's opened a box.
Ando, be more careful. You are like a hamster making a nest.
He stops and stares at a photo of three people.
Takezu Kensei and my father.
He turns it over to read October 1977, Kaito Nakamura, Victoria Pratt, and Adam Munro.
Adam Munro? I saw that name.
He brings out a letter.
From November 2nd, 1977. It's a signed order to lock up Adam Munro. signed by my father. This is it, Ando. I must go back to this day.
But Hiro, you said you would never again travel in time, that you wouldn't risk changing history.
The memo came from Primatech Research in Hartsdale, New York. I must do this.
Hiro, not again.
Primatech Research, November 2nd, 1977. Hiro appears.
Containment breach in bio-research. Evacuation protocol in full effect.
You have betrayed everything we stand for.
No, Kaito, I tried to save the world.
By releasing a virus that could kill billions of innocent people?
When you've been around as long as I have, the patterns become clear. Constant war, disregard for the environment, famine. And it's only getting worse. Someone had to make the hard choice for the greater good.
Take him down to lockup. And throw away the key!
Adam is led away. Hiro watches as his father angrily punches numbers into a security panel, then goes into his lab. Hiro looks through a window.
Are you all right, Victoria?
She has a cut to her face and looks shocked as she turns.
He was looking for strain 138. If he'd been successful, this place would have been ground zero for a global pandemic.
Thank you for saving us.
You need to shut down the program, Kaito.
Give it to me.
Hiro's concerned as he watches her hand the file to Kaito.
This will be taken to the Primatech facility in Odessa. With Adam locked away, it will be safe.
With something that dangerous, there is no safe. That virus needs to be destroyed.
The other founders would never allow that.
Doesn't that concern you? Adam had help, Kaito. It's the only way he would have known what to look for.
I suggest you take a few days off before resuming your work.
I won't be a part of this. Not anymore.
Hiro makes himself disappear. Back in Victoria's house in Maine, she's still holding the gun to Peter.
After Kaito and the others were killed, I figured that sooner or later someone would come after me.
There are newspaper cuttings of the company's people.
You look like your mother.
I don't know anything about this. The last time I saw my mother was a year from now, in a future where the world had already been devastated by the Shanti virus.
Forgive my paranoia, but I don't know you. I only knew your parents and what they were capable of.
There was a woman. Caitlin.
He struggles with his emotions.
She trusted me to protect her. Somehow I took us into the future, and now I can't get back. So if you just tell me where to find the virus, I know that I can save her.
Her face softens and she relents.
You're looking for a mutated strain. 138. If it were ever released, it would kill us all.
Peter walks back to Adam, who's sitting on the car, waiting.
Did she tell you where to find the virus?
Company storage facility in New Mexico.
New Mexico? Company never had a facility.
Victoria shoots Adam.
Wait, you don't understand.
No, you're working with him now. That's all I need to know.
She shoots Peter as well. As she steps forward, Adam starts to sit up, and his chest is already healed. She looms over him.
I knew blowing your head off was the only way to be sure. Better late than never.
As she's about to fire, Peter grabs the gun and knocks her out.
Thanks, Peter. Let's get her up to the house.
Peter looks down at Victoria as she lies on the ground. Alejandro is reading copies of a newspaper article with great concern.
Alejandro! Logré controlar mi poder por mi propia cuenta.
I can control my power on my own. It's all thanks to Gabriel.
What did Gabriel do?
He showed me what I'm capable of. Isn't this wonderful news?
Es una noticia maravillosa.
Vaya.
I looked up Gabriel Gray on the computer in the office. He's a murderer. The police say he killed his own mother.
La policía dice que mató su propia madre, Maya.
No.
I don't believe it. It's not true.
We need to leave before...
Maya? Did you tell your brother the good news?
Glaring, Alejandro walks up to Sila.
I know what you are.
Sila slowly closes the door.
Is something wrong?
Dices you murdered your mother.
He looks from the paper to Alejandro and then the floor.
But I know you didn't. You couldn't.
It's true. I did it. I killed her.
Está mintiendo.
He admits it.
When my mother found out what I could do, she didn't understand. She told me I was a monster. My own mother tried to kill me, Maya. And as I defended myself, there was an accident.
Close to tears, she goes to him.
I understand.
Maya, ¿qué estás haciendo? Léjate de él.
What are you doing, Maya? Get away from him. He's a murderer.
I am a murderer. Gabrielle understands exactly what I'm going through, exactly how I feel.
We're leaving. Now.
Maya, vámonos, vámonos ahora.
Alejandro, no! Me quedo con Gabriel.
I'm staying with Gabrielle. We will go see Dr. Suresh without you. I can control my own ability now.
I'm not leaving you alone with him.
I know you hate me. I killed the woman you loved.
That wasn't your fault.
Yes, it was. In my heart. I wanted her dead. Heartbroken, he looks up at Sila with hatred in his eyes. Then he walks out, and she breaks down in tears. Sila comforts her with an evil smile on his face.
Everything's gonna be okay, Maya.
He strokes her hair.
I'll take care of you.
Back in Maine, Adam's tying Victoria's hands behind her as she sits on a chair.
Why did you lie to me, Victoria?
You're with him. You're helping Adam release the virus.
Release the virus? I'm trying to find the virus so I can destroy it.
30 years ago, Adam broke into my lab. I stopped him from releasing the virus so he couldn't kill everyone. And now he's trying to do it again.
I broke into the lab to prevent you and the company from putting the world in danger.
You killed Kaido, didn't you? And the others, and now it's my turn.
We're trying to save lives, Victoria, not take them.
Adam's a killer. And I guess since you're helping him, you're one too. Just like your parents.
Adam helped me escape the company. He saved my brother's life, but what you did, what you were a part of, that, bringing it into the world. Tell me where I can find the virus so I can stop it.
Go to hell.
Where is it, Victoria?
He concentrates as he looks at her.
Prime it to Texas. No!
Thank you.
I am not gonna let you do this!
Adam unties her.
Get away from
we're
me!
We're not hurting you, we're letting you go. What are you doing?
She pushes Adam away and grabs her gun.
Wait!
Adam shoots her, and she falls to the floor, dropping her gun. Peter is incensed.
You didn't have to kill her! She's about to take your head off. There's no coming back from that one.
Peter stares at Adam as he catches his breath.
I'm gonna get the car.
Alone, Adam smears the kanji symbol in blood on Victoria's photo.
If anyone survives, I'll tell them I couldn't have done it without you.
Damon has a bloodied nose.
Well?
There was this kid on 3rd Street who said he can tell me how much your comics were worth.
I figured if you knew how much we get, then maybe we could...
Where are they? Where's my backpack? It was a setup. I got jacked. Michael!
Damon!
My dad's medal was in that bag!
I'm sorry, I'll get you a new one! You gonna get me a new dad, too?
Monica looks at her brother.
I'm sorry.
I don't care! I hate you!
We're gonna get you all cleaned up, and then I'm gonna call the police and you're gonna tell them everything that happened. Come on.
We need to get it back.
Anna's calling the police.
I'm not talking about the police. I'm talking about us. We could get
Micah.
It back.
Micah.
We
We have talked about this. We need to be heroes, like Dad.
Being a hero is what got your father killed. The medal's gone, I'm sorry.
Monica looks on with concern as Nikki pulls Micah towards her and hugs him. He and Monica exchange a look. Sal is in his room, packing his things.
You all packed, Maya?
He opens the door and is Alejandro, who forces him against a wall.
You're not taking my sister with you.
I tried to let you go the easy way, but you had to be persistent.
I'm taking my sister.
Sila throws him to the floor and stabs him in the chest, splattering blood across the dead man's face.
Gabriel!
He smiles.
Gabriel!
Hey. I didn't hear you with the water running. Is everything okay?
I have to talk to you. You were right. About everything. About me. About Alejandro.
I never meant to come between you two.
He's my brother. I have to do what I can to protect him. In time, he will understand.
Of course he will.
And without you, I would still be somewhere in Mexico.
They stare into each other's eyes, and he touches her hair tenderly.
I just want to help.
She leans forward and they kiss passionately on the doorstep, while inside, Alejandro lies dead on the floor. Sila closes the door. Claire's tearfully searching through boxes, frantic to find something. West appears in the doorway and stands watching her.
Your mom said you're leaving tonight.
She stops her searching and looks at him, then sadly looks away.
I've fallen 20 stories. Been stabbed in the head. Crashed a car at 70 miles an hour. I've even been on fire. But this hurts. More than any of that. And it's not getting better. No matter what, but this just keeps getting worse.
I can't stand to see you hurt like this.
I won't be. Not for long. There's a man who used to work for my dad. He has the ability to erase people's memories.
A wind chime.
He's your signal, so that he knows to come. He can make me forget I ever had a father.
Are you gonna hang those in the window? How do you know he's gonna see them?
She walks to a window.
I don't know, but I have to do something.
You don't want to forget your dad.
West holds her as she sobs, clutching the chimes.
Forgetting isn't the answer.
I just wish I could tell him how sorry I am.
Micah is lying awake in his bed at night. A dark figure walks quietly into his room and reaches out to touch his arm. It's Monica.
Micah. Why are you dressed like that? I know what it's like to lose someone you love. To wish that you had a piece of them, something solid to hold on to. Anybody try to steal my mom's piano? I'd feed him that tea. Look. I know where those kids live. The ones who stole your backpack.
You're gonna help me get back my dad's medal?
Long as you stay out of the way. Anything crazy happens, I need you safe.
Okay, I promise.
Shh. We still gotta sneak you out. Come on.
In a lab, Mohinder's looking at a computer screen that's black with floating red blobs.
It's as we'd hoped. Claire's blood has fortified my antibodies, so they're strong enough to defeat the mutated virus now.
Congratulations, Doctor. You promised Nikki Sanders you'd find a cure, and you have.
And you promised me this company's viral research would end. In working up this cure, I've been poring over records that reveal the full extent of your program.
And you, of all people, should understand what it would mean to find a safe way to remove the abilities of dangerous individuals.
Here, strain 138. If even the smallest amount were released, it would wipe out all of human civilization.
This strain is locked safely away in our facility in Texas. And I can assure you, Doctor, this company is vigilant about security.
Really? For weeks, I operated as a spy within your ranks, undetected. God knows what someone with experience and ill intent could achieve.
What can I do for you?
Mohinder stops and turns.
Help me hunt down every strain of virus within this company and destroy them.
Nikki's asleep at the Dawson house when her mobile rings. She picks it up off the bedside table.
Hello.
Nikki, it's Mohinder Suresh. Are you still in New Orleans?
Yes.
I think I found the cure, Nikki. I'll bring it to you on the next flight. Your nightmare's over.
What to say, Doctor? Thank you.
Nikki rushes to Micah's room, where her smile fades.
Micah.
Micah's outside with his eyes closed, concentrating hard.
No one's home. You should have plenty of time. You know how to get up there yet?
Almost.
On her phone, she watches a film of a man scaling a wall, her eyes reflected.
Get it. I just wish it wasn't so bright. I don't want people thinking I'm robbing the place. Okay.
He holds a lamppost, and the light goes off.
How did you do that?
I told the lights I need them to be off for a while.
You told them?
Yeah.
She puts up her black hood, and Micah looks at her in amazement.
What?
You're St. Joan.
You really have to stop reading those comic books. Stay here. I'll be right back.
She concentrates, then sprints across the road and into the garden. She somersaults over the wire fence, swings herself up onto a low roof, climbs into a balcony, and crouches down. Micah watches in awe. She enters the house and flicks on her torch. Seeing the backpack on the floor, she goes over to it and looks inside. Outside, Micah gasps as car lights approach. He hides behind a lamppost as a van and a large car pull up outside the house. Inside, Monica hears them and grabs the bag, magazines and medal. Four young men swagger into the house.
Y'all put that gas in that van. You figured out why they're paying us so much to torch all these buildings.
Who cares? As long as he come with that cash, we come with the matches.
Monica's pressed up against the beams on the ceiling. And as the men walk up the stairs, the magazine drops from the bag. They look up and raise their guns. She struggles as the men drag her from the house. Monica looks briefly at Micah, who watches, terrified, as one of them punches her and then throws her into the back of the van. Micah turns and runs. It's sunset in California, and Claire's holding an urn on a rocky beach, looking out over the Golden Sea.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry I didn't listen. I should have done everything you told me to. If I hadn't been so selfish, you'd still be here.
As the waves break on the rocks in front of her, she takes the lid off the urn and tearfully empties the ashes. Claire and the rocks are bathed in the golden glow of the setting sun.
I love you, Dad.
Claire looks down, and then turns and walks over to her mother and brother. She carries the empty urn sadly up to Sandra. They look at each other with understanding, and they hug.
We better say goodbye. We gotta be in Salt Lake by morning. Come on.
Claire wipes her nose and walks up to West, who's standing nearby. She stops and looks up to him.
This is all happening so fast. I'm losing everything I care about.
He pulls her close to him and kisses the top of her head. As she rests against him, Claire notices Elle sitting in a car and slurping a large drink through a straw. Elle sees she's been spotted and fumbles for her keys. Claire wipes her tears and runs over.
Claire!
Struggling with her arm in a cast, Elle spills her drink. Furious, she gets out and faces Claire.
The hell are you doing here?
I came to watch the sunset.
Liar!
Watch who you're shoving, pom-pom.
Claire, don't.
This isn't fair. Welcome to life.
Come on, Claire. We gotta go.
No, Mom, we don't. I can tell the world what they did, how they kidnapped me and murdered my father.
You have no proof. No one would believe you.
You're probably right. I guess I'm just gonna have to show.
She punches the window and holds up her bloodied hand for Elle to see.
I'll show everyone exactly what I can do. Once the secret's out, you won't be able to touch me or my family. You'll be the ones running.
The glass falls as her hand heals itself. It's nighttime, and Mohinder's in the back of a car. He reaches into his bag and brings out a medical box and looks at the syringe and vials of blood. He puts it back as his phone rings.
Hello?
Hello, Mohinder.
Sila. Where are you?
I convinced the babysitter to take the night off.
Don't worry. I'm taking good care of the little one. If you touch Molly...
We don't want to wake her.
I brought someone to see you. She needs your help. We both do.
Maya smiles at Sila.
See you soon, Mohinder.
Mohinder sits in the car, tormented. Ando's asleep in the office when Hero materializes and taps him on the shoulder.
Ando, wake up!
Ando, kill us.
Hero, you're back. I know what Adam wants. What is it? A virus. At a place called Primatech. It's in Texas, Ando. Back in Odessa.
Where we tried to save the cheerleader.
Yes.
Adam wants to release this virus. If I don't stop him, they'll die.
Who?
Everyone.
But Adam is invincible. How can you stop a man like that?
I must try.
Hero grabs Tekuso Kensei's sword.
I must avenge my father's death and save the world.
He disappears.
Why is saving the world always your responsibility?
Primatech Paper Company, Odessa, Texas.
This doesn't look like the sort of place where they store a virus that could destroy the world.
Paper Company's just a front. The good stuff's three floors down. Laboratories, jail cells.
Everyone and everything stops. Peter looks around, confused and scared. Then he comes face to face with Hero.
Hero?
Peter Petrelli?
What are you doing here?
Adam Monroe killed my father, and for that, he must pay.
I can't let you do that.
Then you have chosen the wrong side.
No!
Peter summons electricity.
I can't let you hurt him.
Hero charges, sword raised. To be continued.
And it's the final episode of Heroes, this Thursday at 9 on BBC Two.